Chavetz Chaim points out that Klal Yisrael comes to Mara and they complain. They couldn't drink water. They are Mara Meim. Alkein Karshma Mara. So Klal Yisrael, by Yeloinu Amo Moshe Leim Manishta. Klal Yisrael complains to Moshe, saying, "What will we drink?" They're complaining, "What a tsar we have! A tsar Gadol and Mara, and the water is not drinkable." So the Chavetz Chaim points out that the next place they went is Teilam. And it says when they came to Elam, there were 12 Mayonis Mayim. There was plenty of water. It was Pasha tailor made for Klal Yisrael to have water. And Sach HaKol, he brings that they stayed in Mara for one day, and he brings to Ibn Ezra that they stayed in Mara for one day, and they stayed in Elam for 20 days. So the Chavetz Chaim points out that's the Derech of Tlunai. So people have complaints. That they kvetch and they groan how terrible it is, and right up ahead, another block ahead, Hashem had water waiting 12 minus, exactly one per shenet. It was like tailor-made exactly for Klal Yisrael, just travel weiter. And I still say, tamshich hala, go weiter, move on. Travel on, you'll see it's going to work out. The Chavetz Chaim says, this is the nature of complainers. We stop, we moan, we just go weiter, we just keep going. We would see prepared right up ahead. So this, the Chavetz Chaim says, this is the way it always is. We would see right up ahead. One, just wait 1 minute up ahead of the road. I made it exactly. If you just hold the complaint, another minute. Wait not. And you'll see that 12 mayonis made perfectly just the way you need it. Chavetz Chaim points out. The Medrash, there's a Medrash in the Parsha, it says like this. It says Pari Hikriv, when Paris starts running after the Yidden and attacking the Yidden, so it says Pari Hikriv. What does it mean, Pari Hikriv? Umau Pari Hikriv, the Medrash asks, the Medrash Rabbah. Ella, Shehikriv es Yisrael L'tshuva, Shasil. Pari was Goyrim, he was Makriv Klaiso, he brought Klaiso close to Tshuva. What happened? And he says, Amra Brachi, Yafa Yisakrobas Pari L'Yisrael, Mimei Yitzayimus V'tvilas. Pare brought Klal Yisrael closer to Hashem than 100 fasts and tefillos. Lama, how was that? Shekivin shorodfu achareihem. Since Pare chased after them, v'roah his son, and they saw him, nisyaru ma'id, they became very very afraid. V'talwei neim l'marim, and they looked their eyes to the heavens. V'asu tshuva, they did tshuva. V'spalu nevim spalu. Shenemar v'yizaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem. They cried out to Hashem. So then the Medrash brings, the following mashal. It first says, V'yitzak b'nei Yisrael Hashem, V'lom asa kosh baruch hu lehem kach. Why does Hashem do that? Elo shay kosh baruch hu mesav lo tfilas, and Hashem wants their tfilas. Omri b'yishua m'levi, l'ma adavar daime, what's this similar to l'melech? Shay yabah b'derech, a king is coming from the road, v'yisabas m'lachim tzerkes lay, and there's a princess who's screaming out to him, please, save me from listing, save me from robbers. Shama Melch Batzila. So the Melch comes and saves this princess. La'achar yam, after many days. Bikish Lisa, he wants to marry her. He wants to marry this lady, this princess. He wanted to speak to her, she doesn't want. Ma'asa Melech, so what does the Melech do? Giru ba'alistim, he pays the listim, those same robbers' money, and he says, go attack her again. Kedeshet titzak, in order that she'll cry out again, b'yishma Melech. And the Melech will be able to hear her cry out, she'll talk to him again, she'll need him again. Kivin shabal le'alistim, so when the listim come on this lady, when they attack her again, it's schilut sayakas le'melech, she calls out to the king again. Amla Melech, l'kach yisi misav l'shmoy kalach. I wanted to hear your voice. I just wanted to hear your voice. Kach Yisrael, k'shoyim b'mitzrayim, v'oyim m'shavdim, and the Mitzrayim were working them, were making them work, were torturing them. Hizchil tzakim, they cried out, v'toyil m'neim l'kosh baruch hu. They looked up to Hashem, they were dependent on Hashem. Shenem v'ayi b'yom v'rab v'heim, v'yizakim, miyad v'yar l'kim es b'nei Yisrael. So Hashem paid attention, Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim. Hizchil l'kosh baruch hu, m'tziyan m'sham. B'yad chazaka, v'zwein etuya. So Hashem showed his power, his might, and took them out of Mitzrayim. V'yakosh baruch mevakash ashmayas koylam. Pam acheres, the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted to hear their voice again. V'lohei reitzim, they didn't want. The yin didn't want. Ma'asa, what he do, gira l'paray, he encouraged paray, he sent paray, lirdev achreim, to chase after them. Hashem made paray after them. Shenemar, u'paray hikrib, miyabi zok b'nei sol Hashem. But I say, Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, L'kachi yisim v'vakash, Shmoy kolchem. I wanted to hear your voice. I wanted to hear, Hishmiyeni kolecha. Yeah. I see, Kol, Shekvar Shemati Mitzrayim, I wanted to hear again. Kivin Shespalu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, Ma'ato Eminu Espalu. V'arkod b'tvilas Hashem, B'anai l'tvilas Hashem, Hashem, Matitzak Eilai. They already called out, but said there's going to be Yeshua. So I always said off in the Malbim, Reb Chatzko points out from this Medrash that the following Chiddush, he says, Reb Chatzko says, people feel that Tefillah is a means towards an ends, it's a means toward the Malbim rather says it in this week's parish also. The Malbim, besides being on the Yos Esther, happens to be the Malbim says in this week's parish also. People feel that the Tais, they think that what happens like this, the person has a tzara. So because he has a tzara, now he needs a Yeshua. He needs to get from point A is the tzara to point B the Yeshua. So tefillah is the vehicle, is the means, is the car which drives him from the tzara to the Yeshua. So tefillah is a chetimsa to get to the Yeshua. Problem tzara, solution tefillah means tefillah to get to the solution of no more tzara. What you see in the Medrash is not that way. Reb Chatzko says. You see in the Medrash, the problem is our richuk from Hashem. The problem is our Hashem wants a shaykh. It's not a problem. Hashem wants a shaykh to us. We have a richuk. And the goal is kira. The goal is the tefillah. The tzara is the car which drives us from being far to Hashem to being close to Hashem. It's a different perspective on a person. Stam Reb Chatzko had a person have a right. It's what you have in the Gemara Baba Kama. How do we have a right to daven to Hashem to take away? He said he wants us to have it. I'm all we feel like ambiguous. Big is the wrong word. We feel funny. Davening, we're sitting and davening. You're davening at Hashem to take away. A guy has some illness. Whatever he has, Rahman Lutzlan, he's davening at Hashem to take it away. What do you mean? Rabbi Shalom sent it. Shtigl Ben Chatzko says, it's shtigl funny. Rabbi Shalom sent it. You're davening to take it away? Like the Gemara Baba Kama's Havni Meruba. The Havni, why you need Liti Rishus L'Rapa L'Yerpais? You need Rishus to go to a Raife. Because the pshat is the Hashem sent to it. You take away it. Hashem wants the person to have it. So what's sometimes when Chatzko says a person could wander in tefillah. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants the person to have it. The Tzitz the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants the kiras. He wants the tefillah that's going to evoke the fact that the person has it. He wants the kesher, the tzara, the nesayim, the position, whatever challenge the person's facing. The sole purpose of that challenge of Chatzko says is Hashem wants to hear his voice. Hashmieni kolecha, I want to hear your voice. And it's only a chetimsa for the tefillah. And the tefillah ends. Memela, once the tefillah, memela is no need for the tzara by itself goes away. Because the end was the tefillah, the end was misavet, just to hear our voices, just to have a kesher to us. That's Mamash Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem tells Moshe, why are you davening? There's already no purpose. It already was the end. Matitzak Eli, Hashem yells at Moshe, why are you davening? This is what we said over many times. The Malbim on this week's parasha says it again. That refuah kaidim ha-makah. This is the inyan that Hashem sends the refuah before the makah. Hashem sends the Yeshua, the refuah, before the makah. He says, why does Hashem send the refuah before the makah? Right, to tell you the same thing. That the purpose, what does it help send the refuah kaidim ha-makah? If we get attacked by Hashem, and then afterwards the refuah would come, so we think, what happens if we're attacked? That's the problem. The tefillah brought us to the refuah. The refuah was there the whole time to tell you. You don't. The tefillah is not there to get you to the refuah. The tefillah is the end game. The end desired result is the tefillah. The refuah was there the whole time because that's not the end. That's not the last thing. That memela comes. The refuah was really there the whole time. It's only a chetimsa to get to this. To get to this tefillah. To get to this kesher. So Reb Chatzko advises from this. From this medrash. There's a lashon of Chazal. It's about Yoyimer Shamaya Tishma. Shemaya Tishmas. There's a lashon of Chazal that if a person shemaya to one mitzvah, Tishmal b'zoicha to all the mitzvahs. I just want to give one pshat in that Chazal. It's a lashon of the Medrash here. Shemaya Tishma. If he shemaya to one mitzvah, b'zoicha to all the mitzvahs. What does that mean? Certainly, a person to keep all the mitzvahs. Perhaps what it's referring to is the Rambam says it says Ratzakosh Baruch Lazaksa Yisrael Upigach Kirbalam Torah Mitzvahs. And it says every yid should have one mitzvah. It says about a masechta, the same thing. The Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayos, Avos, that every yid should have one mitzvah that he does b'tachlas adikta. Every yid should have one mitzvah, that's his mitzvah. His type is a value for the wall 613. But every yid should have one mitzvah, that's his mitzvah. That imam ishtayz, and perhaps that's what Chazal means. Shemaya, that's what this medrash means. Im Shemaya, if the person listens to one mitzvah he's fully attuned to, Tishma will be zeichet to have a deeper keem in all the mitzvahs. For a person, Abadi has to keep all 613, but it's hard to put all his kaychas in all the mitzvahs. He certainly has to do them all. But a person has an aliyah in one mitzvah, he makes, this is his mitzvah. He knows the halacha backwards and forwards in that mitzvah. He stam has gishmak in that mitzvah. So the person will be zeichet Tishma, he'll be able to have such an aymek in all mitzvahs. Through the one mitzvah, through the chizik in one mitzvah, he'll be able to have an aymek in all mitzvahs. It's similar to the Igeres Ramban. The Igeres Ramban says that he has a whole list of things. If a person does one thing, says call the Berach Benachas, says Vezet Tenatz Malakas, Uvezet, and he lists the whole bunch of things that will automatically happen. So if Aaron David told me the neshama works. If you look at it, it's a stuffed pipe. It's a stuffed pipe. If you make a hole somehow through the pipe and let the water go through, the water itself will push everything else out. The water will push. If you just get a flow of water going, you make a little hole through the pipe, and you'll get the water running through, the force of the water will push everything out. So he said that's the neshama. If we can somehow just find one area that we perfect, so that makes a hole to the neshama. Then kimat by itself, shamayef, if the person hears that mitzvah, and there's one mitzvah that he does to its fullness, and Abadi keeps other things, but there's one mitzvah that he focuses in on, that he makes it his mitzvah, Then already be a halt. There's already a pipeline to the neshama. There's already a flow of water to the neshama. It will burst that. The water itself, the force of that, will mainly push away the other things. Kenzai with the Medrash is saying, Shemaya, if he listens to that, Tishma will be able to hear. He'll be able to hear the other mitzvahs. He'll be able to shtag in the other mitzvahs. Just as a point of interest, as an interesting medrash, an interesting idea, there's a medrash in the parasha I found very, there's a mechilta in the parasha I found interesting to share at Gailam. I had never heard it before. The mechilta is listing off things that Yosef HaTzadik got schar for. And one of the things it says he got schar for, I never thought of it, I like this mechilta. Ezi knows, there's a sefer, Ezi and I both like, we like thinking these stories, all these maisim, we like visualizing them. And These are stories, what's the Torah's thing, things that happened to others, has to become real by us. There's a book that we're both very into, Let My Nation Go. When he goes through the story of Mitzias Mitzrayim, it becomes real. It is real, and you can feel the story. There's a God that somebody made pictures. Tremendous chus to see it yet, and I was amazed by last. I think it came out last year. When you look at the pictures, it makes it real. It shows pictures of Mitzrayim and the Machas. It's real, Rabbi said. It's a real. The Makkas happened. We have to have it. Somebody asked him, Chatzkel Levenstein. Somebody asked him, a Talmud of his told me. Somebody asked him, what does he do to give himself chizuk? Like when he needs to be Messiah himself, what does he do? And he said he pictures Yitzias Mitzrayim. He's Messiah in his mind. Basically, he said he reads the book, Let My Nation Go. He didn't say the book wasn't around. He said he's Messiah in Yitzias Mitzrayim. That gives him chizuk. Our commitment, we have to be Mitzayir, Hashem, Mitzayir, Mitzayir. That's what happened, I'm going to say. So, just in all the stories, I like Chazal to give me more background. Chazal, for whatever reason, the Torah didn't write the history. That's an interesting discussion for itself. I don't fully know the answer. Why didn't the Torah record the history? The Torah gives us little snippets, tidbits over here and there. Why didn't it say the history? Why did the Torah write, Let My Nation Go? It's a strong kasha. The Torah didn't do that. Why didn't Hashem do that? To me, it's a kasha. Why wasn't it done? L'chayr would be more real by us. Imagine the whole week we'd sit there, we'd lay and let my nation go. It's a good kasha, the kasha is a kasha. But when we do find the mechilta brings that, like, full out the story, it does help us. So it's just an interesting mechilta. It says, Yosef HaTzadik, we got schar that he didn't kill Eishes Paitifar, or Paitifar. It actually says Paitifar, I assume it's Eishes, maybe it's Eishes Paitifar also. When he was king, why didn't he get back at him? He put him in jail. Eishes Paitifar started up with him. Why didn't he get back at them? The Medrash says he got schar for that. And he didn't kill them back. He didn't get revenge. You picture it more real. Just stop. He was made the king. Now it's his time to get back. One could have had that kasha. He was in. Never thought about that. He's in charge. Now get back at them. All the more reason Shirley wants to add. It's interesting. It's interesting Medrash. It's not the Mechilta. The Mechilta says the Tanaim said he got schar for that. With Gvura, he overcame his midas that he didn't get back at them. The Medrash says he got schar for that. Interesting Medrash. It's amazing to me. Two people went out. Klal Yisrael is told that there's going to be no man that's going to fall on Shabbos. No man's falling on Shabbos. On Friday, a person has to take Lecha Mishnah. Take double portion. It's the source of Lecha Mishnah, because no man is falling on Shabbos. Just Derech Agav. This week's parsha is the source of Lecha Mishnah. It's actually a machlokes. The Rashba and Rashi. What is Lecha Mishnah? What does it mean Lecha Mishnah? So most people think you make hamotzi on two pieces of bread. The Rashba sheet is Lecha Mishnah means to cut both pieces of bread. It doesn't help making hamotzi on two pieces of bread. It means to cut both. The Gaon said paskins like the Rashba. Those that follow the Nagah Gaon, the Chayin the Yeshiva, they have to cut both challahs. The Minhag HaGaon, the Gaon paskens like the Rashba, that Lecha Mishnah has nothing to do with holding two pieces of bread when you make a Maitzi. That's not, you're not Yaitz Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah means to cut both. Because somebody could be Ma'ayin, Bachman had asked me in the past, you have to cut both B'shasta HaMaitzi, but during the Sud you have to cut both. I don't know the answer to that. Somebody give me an iron into that. I don't know. Do you have to cut both Shasta Maitzi or sometime in the Sudi you have to cut both? But Lafi the Gaon, the Paschal's like the Rashba, Lecha Mishnah means to cut both. Stam. But the Mishavur Lamaisa Paschal's like Rashi, but I think he brings me Machmir. He brings his ink to be Machmir. Zichar brings the Gaon. Zichar brings this Chumra. There's an ink to be Machmir to cut both. The Kitzer, so Klal Yisrael was told not to take Lecha Mishnah, for not to pick man on Shabbos. And it says, Vayibim Shvi, Yatsu min ha'am lulchik le'matzu. People went out from the nation to be malake, but le'matzu, they didn't find man. And Chazal tell us, who are these people who went out? It was Dasam Aviram. It was Dasam Aviram when I was two people who went out. Min ha'am always means p'chuseyam anyway. And it doesn't say the Am went out, the Am means Kusayam, it says Minam, you see a couple of them. And Hashem, it's always important when Hashem talks in the Torah, it's always important to listen to the Torah. When the Rabbani Shalom talks, you're hearing Dvar Hashem. And by Yoyim Hashem Omoisha, the perspective of the Rabbani Shalom, a few lowlifes went and didn't have air. And the perspective of the Rabbani Shalom is by Yoyim Hashem Omoisha, and Onam Antem Lishmar Mitzvaisi Visarasai. Until when are you going to refuse to keep my Torah and my mitzvahs? My mitzvah, my Torah. Until when are you going to refuse? A few lowlifes did it. I can picture at the 120, it's Noir Noir, he's thinking. A bacher went to Seder every single day, learned by Smada. He's going to come to Shemayim, at the 120, the Baruch Hashem is going to shry at him. Till when are you going to be such a batlin? The Baruch Hashem, what? What is the Baruch Hashem talking? This is the parasha Rabbi say. This is what it says in the Torah Samus. Shem says to Moshe, "An honor my anthem. So when are you going to refuse to keep my Torah?" Huh? I didn't go out. All my friends didn't go out. The chevra I keep didn't go out. Those guys. Dasam Avir went out. An honor my anthem. It's noir in the rice that achrayis that Hashem holds us responsible. It's not a shmooze. It's not a noir in the rice. It's the parsha. Rabbi Hashem talks to Moshe, he's yelling at him. No, you're in the race. Frightening. Rabbi Hashem's yelling at Moshe. Rabbi Hashem. And on the mountain, the Rabbi Hashem turned to Moshe. There's no, Moshe doesn't get out of it. Doesn't say Hashem. It's only it's at other mantam lishmar mitzvahs. Until when are you gonna hold back and keeping my Torah mitzvahs? What's going on? Ruki Hashem nasn lechem haShabbos. Al kein nasn lechem b'yom mishvi lechem yom mayim. Shvuish takla yetsish b'mkayim b'yom mishvi. What's going on here? He pashut gets in azifa as noyir noyrais. What the Rebbein Shalom's view of our achrayis towards everybody, towards every single person, not chas v'shalom giving up on people, not chas v'shalom saying, okay, it's not my chevra, those bachrim, chas v'shalom, the achrayis, the svaru could have been like a person like that, but the Torah says not that way. The Torah says the achrayis of each Yisrael, of each yid, to make sure the other ones, mechaz in any way possible. To be mechazik somehow, some of Weisleis, they could have done it. I don't know how. How do you, Weisleis is possible to him to Dasma Viren. I'll tell you one thing, that for sure, believing you could influence is essential. But we see here you can. One thing for sure, quitting on and not believing in the person, that for sure you won't be able to influence. But if the Torah of Hashem, Man Zemayish Rabbeinu, Ad Masai Ma'antem, that it's considered a taina, Zemindach had the Rabbanu Shalom view, it's a different view maybe than we would have. Totally different view than we have. There was a chiyuv. It says, "Kach and senes achas." Take a little can jar, and put some amali ha'imer of man, and put it lei Hashem, because l'dayri dayrus the yidden should see. That l'manyirus alechem asher chalti asma midbar v'tzeis aschem eretz Mitzrayim, to know that it comes from the Rabbanu Shalom, to know that the pashut know that it comes from the Rabbanu Shalom, that machal comes from the Rabbanu Shalom. It says like midn toil oichlei aman. Just for us, Rabbis, we learn these parashas not to learn it with a lev evan, not to learn it with a stone heart. We also should picture the tzinsenes aman. Pashut, these parashas we have to picture the tzinsenes aman. We could say shtickle. You could say shtickle turn the parasha. We should say shtickle turn the parasha. The person should certainly go in. But one thing Rabbi said, pshuta kimashmoi man fell. And the Rabbanu Shalom wants to know the dairy dairy's man always falls. Like nina toiler oichle aman. The person to know, while certainly there's a chiyuv ishtadlus, no question in the world. But a person all his life should know that food comes from the Rabbanu Shalom. Parnasa comes from the Rabbanu Shalom. You see people who run after Parnasa and their whole lives is focused on Parnasa. It comes from the Rabbanu Shalom. Spend the Iker time, I say Taras Lekeva. The Iker time should be on his Ruchnias. That's a Kol B'nei Shemayim Chutz M'Yir Shemayim. That's totally in you. Parnasa is Mon. Parnasa, remember the Mon. Parnasa comes from Hashemayim. All Parnasa comes from Hashemayim. The Rabbanu Shalom cloaks it and clothes it in Teva. But all parnasa comes to the Banishim. To Pashim, remember the man? No, Dvar Torah. Pashim, read the parashim. We just read the Pesukim of the man. Man fell min Hashemayim. And people walked outside and they collected food for their mishpachas. They walked outside. Ad HaYom HaZeh, that's what happens. Ad HaYom HaZeh, parnasa, nothing changed. Ain't kol chadash tachas HaShemesh. Ad HaYom HaZeh, instead of falling from the sky, it's madna. When it falls from the sky, at least it works with gravity. Instead, food comes up from the earth and against gravity. It's still more of a maifas. You have to think the first time after fell man for 40 years, the first time food came from the ground, they all fainted. They were nishtayim at their wonderfulness of food popping an apple coming from the ground. Till now, at least they said it fell from the sky, it works with gravity, chach. Now it was anti-gravity coming up from the ground. Rabbi, so we have to be mechazik in these parishes, taka, to re mechazik our emunah in betachin Hashem, in realizing, ishtavlos, yeah, it's a chayit to push on the back seat when the car is going up the hill. That's the little kids pushing on the back seat, helping the car up. For some reason, the tata wants it. What can you do? But to keep in mind that all parnasa comes from the Rabbanu Shalom, the Zionist comes from the Rabbanu Shalom. To keep in mind that shouldn't be our ikar. We shouldn't be under the banner of parnasa. The people, whole groups of people under the banner of parnasa, parnasa, parnasa. Relax with it. That's the Rabbanu Shalom's job. Our banner is Kvod Shemayim, Yer Shemayim, working on the things that are Kol B'Yisrael and Chutz B'Yisrael, the things that Taka are totally in us, the things which are totally in the Rabbanu Shalom. What he tells us we have to do, we have to do. There's a Chiyuv Ishtadlus B'Seder. But not to be so focused on it and so enthralled with it and so waving the banner of Mada, of focusing on it, that's silliness. That's we're forgetting the Mon. We're perhaps not remembering the Mon if we do that. It says that Vayachnu Berfidim, when Amalek comes, Klal Yisrael, it says, it came after Refidim. Vayove Amalek Yilochim Yisrael Berfidim. So Chazal Darshan, Refidim is Rafu Yedeim in HaTorah. Their hands were weak from Torah. Amalek is Safek. The Koyach of Amalek is doubt. The Koyach of Amalek is to put Safek in Klal Yisrael. So when things are going great, this is Amalek. This is the Amalek of Chol Dor V'Dor. Is when things are going well by Klal Yisrael, they cool down the bath. When Klal Yisrael looks untouchable, when things look evolving, Amalek's the Koich of Safek. Amalek is Gematria Safek. And when does Amalek come? Vayilochim Yisrael im Yisrael berfidim. When Rafi Yedeim in Atayra. When Klal Yisrael's weak on Atayra, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu chooses Yeshua to fight Amalek. It's because Yeshua's Layomish Mitoich Oil, is the Masmid. And the Yisrael of Amalek, the Yisrael of Sveik, is people have doubts. People start clearing all these shilas. I don't know if I'm cut out for learning. They clear all komine shilas, but I don't know, but I'm worried about parnasa. Komine shilas, the person clears when he's not learning basmada. Amal, many times I feel Bacha will come with a shayla. Bacha will come with a certain type of shayla. I feel learn Seder, come after Seder. Learn for 2 days, get on a streak, then let's clear. A Bacha has a big shayla what to do, life's decisions. Big shayla. Sayin Shaduchim. Bach has big shaylas, say with schooling. I always feel first start learning basmada. Because when a person's not learning basmada, when it's rifyin, so kol mine mishigasim pop in the head. When the person's roughly from Torah, when it's rifidin, so then Amalek has room to attack. Then there's sveikas and doubts and mishigasim in the brain. The person's learning basmada and he's pushing Malik Torah, there's no room for Amalek. In such a mindset of the person taka makes right decisions. When there's rifyum, when there's rafi yedeim in Atayra, the person's not committed to Torah, he's not learning the proper asmada. I can watch on myself that if I'm learning Torah, the decisions we make in chinuch, all sorts of decisions, are made in one way. And the person's not learning Torah, he's not filling himself with archias, our lifeline. He's pasha the sick person. He's not full of Torah, all sorts of, it's the person. Rahman al-Tzlan, a person is sick, his thoughts getting demented, he starts, there's a word for when he starts having thoughts fly through his mind. What's the word?
Hallucinating.
Hallucinating. He's sick, his pasha starts hallucinating. A yid without Torah starts hallucinating. Komenei sveikas, and he has doubts, and he's unsure. He'll even be under the guise, he has very philosophical questions and doubts. That's all coming from Rifyan. Because he's missing, eat something. If you take a meal, achileyu imrav seinach, achileyu lechem. Give him Torah, the guy, if you see the Yitzhar is all over you with doubts, with sveikas, with questions, all these different things. Just learn another blat gemara. Bach comes, I'm so not sure, there's something bothering me, and I want to know the Rebbeinu Shlomo. He starts asking you questions like that. Learn a blat gemara. Sit and learn a little, fill yourself with some Torah, you're starving. You're starving, of course you start hallucinating. When this Rifi and Amalek attacks, all sorts of sveikas attack the person. All sorts of doubts and shyness. All of a sudden, the guy learns a blat gemara. He's a lot more sure. He's a lot more sure. The guy's fed. He's well nourished. For say that the guy's a lot more sure. He's a lot more clear, a lot more sure of decisions. But when it's with you, when it's rough, you're damn, and I tell you, then it's vayavi amalek. We should all talk to be zeichet. We people who are mali v'gadish v'tayra, who fill ourselves up with tayra, and realize the lessons of the man, that parnasas min hashamayim. Not to have silly thoughts about, yes, about why is not shy, I don't plan to be a Rebbe. But Mishkin Shaykhis, the person commits his Makabal all Torah, has no Shaykhis, what his Parnassah choice will be later on. That we'll see, will be. The man will fall, don't worry, Zergzachnish. But the person commits to Makabal all Torah on himself. His Makabal Tak all Torah, Amalek will stay away, Sveikas will stay away. And I'll talk of his zeich, the steigen der Bönnisch will talk of Adis and one. He'll do his ishtadlus. The person will eventually, will do it when the right time comes, he'll do his ishtadlus. He'll have the clarity, Sam, to know when that right time is because he's learning Torah. He's not rough yedem in a Torah. We should all be zeich a taka, that we should be the oichle yaman who has zeich to learn a lot of Torah.